Chapter 12. Now Yahweh has said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your native country, and from your Av's Beith, to a land that I will show you. And I will make you a strong, mighty nation, and I will make you a benefit to others, and make your name great, and you shall be an increase to all who embrace you. I will increase those who come to increase you, and I will curse him who despises you and sees you as worthless. And in you all the mishpachot of the earth shall be engrafted." So Abram departed as Yahweh had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they parted to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaani were then in the land. Then Yahweh appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." And there he built an altar to Yahweh, who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel. And he pitched her tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to Yahweh and called on the name of Yahweh. So Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Mitzrayim to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land. And it came to pass, when he was close to entering Mitzrayim, that he said to Sarai his wife, "Indeed, I know that you are a woman of beautiful appearance. Therefore it will happen, when the Mitzrayim see you, that they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live. Please say, 'You are my sister,' that it may be well with me for your sake, and that I may live because of you." So it was, when Abram came into Mitzrayim, that the Mitzrayim saw the woman, that she was very beautiful. The princes of Pharaoh also saw her, and commended her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken to Pharaoh's Baith. He treated Abram well for her sake. He had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys and camels. But Yahweh plagued Pharaoh and his Baith with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister'? I might have taken her as my wife. Now therefore, here is your wife, take her and go your way." So Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away with his wife and all that he had. Please note, when Abraham entered the land, we are told that he pitched her tent, which basically says is that he pitched Sarah's tent first and then his own tent. This is because Abraham loved Sarah his wife, and the sages wrote about this. Each wife that belonged to a Hebrew would have her own tent. And this also demonstrates that we need to take care of our wives first and foremost, and then the rest will follow as they are the caretakers of the family. Please also note that the blessing and the curse that is mentioned, the increases in the benefits, are very real. When you curse the children of Abraham, the descendants of Abraham, therefore what Yahweh had commanded, that he will make a little of you if you make little of them. So the discussion and the point that is noted within the narrative of Genesis chapter 12 is that these are very real, and they need to be taken care of, that you do not curse the children of Israel deliberately, as some people are doing outside there. And note.